This is The Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Now, shut up, sit down, and listen to the damn show.
Hey, everybody. It's The Gabcast. Welcome to the show tonight. I'm Eddie Dean, and we've got Onan, Jasmunda, and Redacted joining us tonight.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
What's up, guys?
You guys ready to Gabcast?
Yeah.
You know, oh, darn, you know what I wanted to do at the top of the show was try this new cool intro phrase. Let's try this again.
Okay.
Let's do it.
From the Kingdom of Nye, it's the Gabcast.
Isn't there a TM associated with that?
Well, I think that if George can use it, I mean, why can't we be in the Kingdom of Nye as well?
No, George never did that, did he?
Well, yeah. Somebody
said he did.
Yeah, wow. Somebody posted in the Art Bell thread that George actually said that several times. I don't know when, but apparently he thought that was the cool thing to do when you started a broadcast, is to say that you were coming from the Kingdom of Nye, even though he's asshole. From the Kingdom of Los Angeles or wherever else.
He's an asshole.
Isn't Nye the county? In Prump?
Yeah, where Prump is lives.
In. Where Art lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the nerve of the Noron to make such a step. Good night.
I just don't think he realized what it was. If it indeed actually happened, I mean, we don't know. I think
he doesn't know what it means. He just says things. He has no idea what they actually are.
It was on the 3x5s, and I said it. I don't know why I gave George a southern accent there, but it's a fun new impression.
You try to give a personality, so there's that.
Welcome to the show, everybody. If you guys would like to call the show tonight, the number is 623-242-2278. Again, that's 623-242-CAST. We would love to talk to you. You know, it was really great last time we did a show, was it 2 weeks ago, that we got so many calls. I was really surprised. That I haven't hosted in such a long time, that a surprise that we got as many calls as we did from Bell Gabbers. And I think it's awesome to talk to Bell Gabbers.
This show is about the website, so it's always great to hear from the people who make up this amazing, unexplainable website.
This vaguely lovable.
To hear from so many different Bell Gabbers, it was great.
Yeah, that was really great. You know, speaking of Art Bell, should I call that number and put that on the air, the music?
Sure.
Should I do that? So you want to set that up, Jazz?
Well, a few weeks ago, Art Bell mentioned that that he finally has a phone number to call into once the show starts. And somebody PM'd me saying that they had been calling it up until now and had just got nothing. And they finally got something, and it just plays some music. So take it away, Eddie.
So when you call apparently this is going to be the call-in number to talk to Art during his broadcast, right?
Yes.
So if you call it currently, this is what you get, just a loop of this very nice music. And, you know, it reminds me of when he was coming back. Let me bring that down a little bit. Reminds me when he was coming back to the air in, what was that, 2013? Dark Matter, where his website had all those cryptic, weird symbols, clues. I guess. Kind of a countdown kind of a thing, just to kind of pique people's interest and get excited for the show. I don't know if that's the intention for this number, but or this music, but I expect that it's going to change maybe after a couple of weeks. It might turn into something else. Or
it would be nice if it was his classic bumper music that was playing. It would be a nice touch.
You call it and you hear right back where we started from. Or I'm so excited or something.
Or you could stream, you know, old Coast to Coast shows. That'd get him in a heap of trouble, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he would think so.
I would think.
Probably not a good idea to do that.
Maybe if you played them backwards.
There's always that. Digital technology is great. You can turn songs backwards. Anyway, what do you guys want to talk about tonight?
Well, I think the big news of the week, or the 2 weeks, or whatever it is that Art actually came out and admitted yes, Belgab is going to be the forum for the show. Can you guys try not to kill the new members, slit their throats too quickly? It was his actual quote. And I think that's big news. And I want to know what everybody thinks about that.
That is so, huge news. Okay, go ahead, Jasmine.
Is it the unofficial forum or it is the official one?
It's the official forum, and there's going to be another one as well. So Belgab is one of two official Art Bell chat forums.
Well, he didn't use that word, official.
So I'm adding a word that wasn't actually there. It's just from my hopes. I'm hoping that it'll be the official.
Because there was an FAQ on artbell.com that did mention that there will be a forum that's moderated and a forum that's unmoderated. But he didn't mention that belgab.com was... which one it was. I mean, we can guess which one it is, obviously, being the unmoderated one. Which one is the moderated one?
I would say it'll be the other one. That would be my guess.
It's the other one.
What other one is there?
I'm not going to venture that guess.
Okay.
Do you think it's an existing forum? Is that what you're saying? It's probably
No idea. This is what I'm asking.
It could be something that Art and Keith set up, just their own forum. I mean, didn't Art have a forum back in the 90s where people could chat and type and post?
I thought he did, wasn't it?
I don't remember that. I remember there was a bulletin board where you could go get information. I don't remember people discussing stuff. I don't remember that.
But that is exciting news, and I can hear MV fapping from here. I mean, Belgab is going to be an Art Bell approved forum, and Art is going to direct, you know, his listeners to Belgab or to one of the two forums.
Do you think he'll mention it on the air?
I'm sure he probably will.
I found his post. It was actually from yesterday evening, and he says, by the way, I'm sure many of you know that Belgab will be a forum for the show. As people come in, try not to slit their throats too quickly. So, I don't know. That was his words. What do you make of that?
Well, it's going to turn the forum from a county fair into Broadway. It's going to generate so much traffic.
Oh, yeah. I think that's good.
Well, I think it really will become so popular with voices that it'll be difficult to remember the personalities. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah,
or nothing between.
I think it'll be great for the live threads for each show. The more participation in those, the better it seems to be. You know, if there's only a few people in there participating, listening to the show and chatting, and posting on Belgab. Wouldn't be as fun as if there were a bunch of people. The downside of that is the pages go by so fast that, I mean, you post something and you know, it's buried two pages, and, you know, all the people that are posting and chatting.
Do you think that a traditional chat like the chat room we have here would be better for it, or...
Oh, there was a big heated discussion about this right before Dark Matter.
Yeah, no, I understand why MV would prefer the threads, because obviously he can have his ads on the site there. But just between you, us guys, what would you prefer? A chat like we've got in the chat room or the threads?
I'd like the threads because it's saved for posterity.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I didn't have an issue with it last time.
Yeah, I mean, the chat rooms normally aren't, you know, published, I guess, unless somebody cut and pastes and, you know, posts a text file somewhere.
Well, I like the forum, the thread design, because it's there. It's, you know, it's static. You can read what somebody posts and you can hold it there while you formulate a thought, whereas when it's this kind of chat room, by the time you formulate a thought, the thought that was presented intrigued you is gone, and now somebody's talking about the color of their butt. You know, so.
Doesn't that happen on the that happens on the thread too? Though,
but you have time to consider the butt and whose butt it is, and it doesn't just fly right past you. Right. You know, you can maybe post a picture or a video in response to that butt.
Because when it's quick moving, every butt is bad. But when you've got time to think about it, you're like, oh, no, there's a couple of good butts out there.
So, I agree with that. Follow that.
This is not a cottage cheese butt. I like this butt.
Yes.
Bellbutt.com.
And what was that I saw? That people were trying to come up with a new name for the Art Bell Midnight in the Desert listeners?
What was that about?
I thought we were the Vaguely Lovable or the Bell Gabbers or, I don't know, Art Bell fans.
I think MV said he wants to be known as the Bellarinas.
I was just going to say that. And there was another one somebody posted, the Knights Who Say Knee or Nye. Yeah. Knights Who Say Nye.
I thought that was pretty clever, actually.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Midnight Riders, I like.
That reminds me of a condom.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, I suppose nothing in the global aspect of it.
It reminds me of Knight Rider, though. Makes me think of, which isn't a bad thing.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that because Knight Rider's awesome from bumper to bumper. But
I think we could have a debate on that.
But I would just want it to be something original to Art Bell. But I thought this entire time we were Bell Gabbers. Am I missing? Did I miss something there?
No, I think you got it right.
Yeah, I think that's basically it.
All right. Well, if it gets changed, just send me the memo. Okay.
Somebody's probably trying to devise a website and they want a new name for it. So
that's it.
I want to hold the domain, and Bell Gab's already pretty. Although. You can get – never mind.
Oh, you can't do that, Odin. You can't tease us like that.
Never mind.
Pull it away.
Run.
I thought, this is an idea I really don't want to get out there. But there are other Bell Gab domains out there somebody could grab a hold of if they wanted to.
I mean, wasn't there a Bell Gab Sucks at one time?
Yeah, I think that's
– last go around when Art was on.
Yeah, that was
– I think that happened as a result of the quits thread, I think.
Yeah, a lot of really horrible things resulted from the quits thread. It was
good point.
Does the quits thread still exist? Is it?
I think so.
Is it still on the site?
I'm sure it is. I haven't seen it visited it in a long time.
It does. Strangely, if you go,
where is it?
You have to go. Let me go to the beginning. If you click on Art Bell,
So it's in the Art Bell.
And then where it says Midnight in the Desert, that was changed. That used to be Dark Matter, and you.
But
click
where?
On that
where is the quits thread?
Oh my God, you're right.
Unless it's in the Art Bell. One buried down a few pages. Did MV delete it?
Maybe it's in the archives. Maybe he put it in the archives.
It might be, maybe.
I found it. It's on the second page of the Art Bell, in the Art Bell sub-thread. And it's
when's
stuck
the last
on 775 pages.
Beast. Be still my heart, please. No
the
more.
The last thread was on March 11th.
Oh, the excitement is killing me.
It still exists.
The last post was March 11th?
Yeah. Well, March 11th for me in this part of the world. March 10th for you.
March 10th for all us losers. Yeah, okay, fine, thanks.
So speaking of excitement, I mean, do you guys really think we're that hard on new users? Do you think we're really that abrasive of an environment? I mean, it's all kind of just kidding around, right? Are people taking us seriously, or are we really a scary forum?
I can see where if somebody comes in and posts some unpopular opinions or attacks people right away, then I can see them getting beat up or, roughed up quite a bit. But I mean, that's true for just about anybody, I would suspect. But it's you have to kind of get the flavor of the forum, because there is a lot of tongue in cheek, a lot of sarcasm, and a lot of running jokes. So, I think that we're pretty mild with newbies. I mean, I've seen several, five or six. New people start posting, and nobody was too hard on them. I mean, I think that maybe if they take something, they take a harmless comment out of context or don't understand, you know, what it means that it's sarcasm or a joke, then I can see how they would get angry with something. But I think we're fairly nice to the newbies or noobs.
There are a couple of rules that you should probably follow when you come to a new forum. Probably recommending Alex Jones is probably one of the things that'll get you in trouble quick.
Yes. You're going to definitely get me coming in there saying that you're out of your mind and that guy's crazy and just go hit yourself in the head with a hammer instead of listening to Alex Jones. But that's just me. You're going to get a lot of bell gabbers with their opinions. And I think it's all how seriously you take everyone else's opinion.
9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
That first post wouldn't do very good, I don't think.
Yeah. There's only one way you would really know if it was an inside job, and that's if you were part of it. So when people say that, I'm like, oh, so do tell.
You have these files? Please share.
I'm interested in what the new people who are posting at BellGab, what their overall opinion is, like what their how they view the forum. They think that it's mean or vaguely lovable or, you know, eating our young or, you know, eating the new people, the new posters. I don't know why that's interesting to me, but
yeah, me either.
If there's anybody that's listening tonight, you guys want to call and tell us what your observations are as being a new poster, a new member of BellGab, call 623-242-2278.
You can get attacked being an old poster.
Yeah.
You know, so. Really? You think so?
Yeah. I do every day. Every time I post.
You've got to be, if not the most, one of the most popular people on the forum.
I don't know why.
I don't either. I really don't either.
I think it really comes down to you generally have a positive outlook on things and everything's. You take a light look on everything, and I think people like that.
Well, I think you just can't take yourself too seriously or anything else too seriously.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, it's only a forum in the end.
We got a caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? This is Chef Ist. How's everyone doing?
What's up?
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great.
Doing pretty good. I'm a newbie. I've been on for about a month.
Okay, so what's your observations? How do you think? What do you think of BellGab?
Well, definitely, it's not hostile, you know, unless that's...
You shut the hell up right now. I'm hanging up on you. No, go ahead.
That's you. Well, it's definitely not hostile. Of course, there's people just in there looking to be a puddin' stir. So, you know, if you want to respond to that, then that's what's going to happen. But other than that, you know, I've met some interesting people and found it, you know, entertaining. More than vaguely entertaining. So, you know, I don't think anyone should be scared to post.
It definitely is a unique experience, isn't it?
It is a unique experience. I never thought I would, I'm not the type of guy I ever thought I'd be on a bulletin board or anything like that. But then I kind of got a little addicted to it there for a while. And then I got some therapy and then I came back on and it was all right.
How did you find the site? To begin with,
well, I'm a big Art Bell fan, right? So yes. I was just like, hey, I heard he might be coming back, and then I'd seen BellGab about a year ago, and then so I came back on, and I'm like, wow, you know, Art even posts on here, which is amazing to me. No offense. So I never knew Art actually would post on a bulletin board service or a thread. I mean, so that was pretty amazing to me.
We're still scratching our heads wondering why he posts on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is marketing, right? So I guess it's a sense of marketing himself. And you know, he's gone back to the guerrilla marketing because he's starting from scratch. So I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, to get the word out there. I can understand that.
I don't think it is marketing from his perspective. I think he enjoys it. I think he likes talking to us vaguely lovables.
Well, it can certainly be both.
Yeah, and from a safe distance, which is great.
Yeah.
And can I ask you, how do you say your name, Chiefist?
Chefist. I'm a chef and a chemist, so that's where the name comes
from. Oh, there you go. What's your avatar? What actually is that?
That's actually the world's most famous meteorite, the Tucson Ring. So my hobby is I search for the strewn field of the Tucson Ring, which no one has found.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I was trying to picture what your avatar was, and now I got it. And you're in Tucson.
Yeah, I live
just north of you in Phoenix.
There you go. Yeah, I just live in Sahuarita, right next to where the Tucson Ring was found.
Wow. That's got to be worth some money.
No, if you found even just a very small piece, it would be worth a lot, right?
I think there was a reality show about guys going out in the desert, and I think it was around Tucson. It was definitely in Arizona, and they were looking for little pieces of meteorites. And
they
were making some pretty good money.
I
mean, a couple hundred bucks for just a little tiny piece, you know?
Yeah, there's people who do that for a living, and they sell it down here at the gym show every year in Tucson. So the meteorite men are always here. And yeah, so I figured since, you know, art has a lot of subjects about space, it made sense, I guess.
Right.
But so anyway, there you go. So here's a newbie, and I think it's a great forum, and hopefully, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more people join.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone attacked you, Chefist?
Oh, let me see. Has anyone attacked me?
Have you been bullied on Bell Gab? Are you mentally affected by Bell Gab?
I'm definitely mentally affected, but not from Bell Gab. I think I went into the Falky thread once.
Oh, that'll do it.
Oh, no. Stay away.
That's why you went to therapy. It all makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what? The Falky thread's kind of like watching, The Real Housewives. It makes you feel better about yourself. Because
I
you're not
agree.
As pathetic as those people. So, you know, it's a good thing.
All right. Well, it's good
to hear
from
you. I think it's a public service.
It is.
It is.
I don't know. I was just agreeing. We got another caller here. Thanks for the call, Chef. You're on the air.
Thank you.
What's on your mind? Hello? Oh,
ooh.
And they hung up. Damn.
Ah.
Just.
Hello? Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Who are you, MB?
This is not MB. This is Eddie Dean.
I thought MB was here.
No, MB is off with us tonight, yes.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
What's Why? Your name?
Well, my name is Michael. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Eddie. And we have Onan and Jasmunda and Redacted as well.
Right. This is the first time I've actually got a chance to listen to the live show. I'm actually quite impressed.
Really?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Surprised.
I'm thinking you're drinking, but
you know what? When I first picked up this call, I thought that this was like a voice simulator. I thought we were getting pranked or something because there wasn't anybody there for a second. But I'm glad that there's a human on the other end.
I couldn't really hear you. That's why when I first initially called in.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So how did you find the forum, and what's your opinion about the forum?
I've been a long time lurker. I'm a big fan of Art Bell, just like you guys.
Okay, cool.
Right. I actually wanted to ask you, what made you guys want to start this show, by the way?
I think it was, we were forced into it. It's definitely like a slave labor kind of a thing by the owner of Bell Gab, Michael Van Deven.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say, too. I was given a contract and told to sign it.
We were kind of strong-armed when you think about it. And BK Bank. So you want to do a show? So you want to do a show? I've talked to you. You can converse. Want to do a show?
Yeah, really. That's basically it. Is MV thought that it would be a good idea to do a podcast about Bell Gab, and it started in what was that late 2013, I believe, the first Gabcast, and I believe the second Gabcast is when Art called in. Art Bell himself called in right after he quit, or a couple weeks after he quit Dark Matter. And
so,
he hung out with us.
Go the ahead. Show peaked very early.
Yes. That was our best moment. It's been downhill ever since.
Well, I'm sure Art's wherever he's at right now.
Say that again?
I said, I'm sure Art Bell is listening to this right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been in the chat room, not tonight, I don't believe, but he's been in the chat room, and he's definitely a participant at BellGab and in the chat room, and he listens to the show. And I would expect that he might even call the show, you know, once again, once it gets closer to July 20th when he starts the new podcast.
That'll be fun.
That could happen.
It could.
Excellent. Well, I just wanted to say thank you guys for being live and providing me some entertainment for this evening.
Well, all right, man. Thank you for calling us.
Thanks for calling.
For sure. Take care, guys.
Good night.
You too.
Take care.
Did he say his name? Did I forget to ask his name, or did I miss it?
He said his name in the chat room. He's a username. Very creative.
Oh, okay.
Works for me.
Let's see.
It does work, yeah.
I don't see it.
That's right there. Look a little harder.
Wait, let me stop the show while I read the chat room silently and quietly.
Boy, that makes for excellent radio.
It really does.
Gosh. Skills.
You know, bated breath right here, my friend.
So I guess, I mean, we haven't talked about the entire weekend that BellGab went down. I mean, we haven't been on the air since in 2 weeks, and last weekend is when BellGab went down, Friday night, and it was down all the way until, what, late Sunday afternoon?
For the third weekend in a row.
That's right. That's right.
I partied so hard this last weekend just because BellGab was online. I said, that's it. Go. I'm leaving the house. I'm partying hard all weekend. I don't want to know. I just want my last memory that it was online.
Before you went to party.
Walk away. Yeah.
You know, I find the grass is always greener type of an effect when BellGab was up this weekend. I'm like, yeah, I don't really feel like reading it. But last week, I'm like, man, I got to read BellGab. It's not online. I have to see what's going on. And I can't, you know.
See, I had the opposite because I was this weekend, I was refreshing every 5 minutes just to make sure it was still up.
You know, there were a couple times, I don't know if it was this weekend or late last week, where I hit the refresh and you just get it's thinking, working. And, you know, it would sit there and just kind of hang for about a minute. And I'm like, oh, shit, here we go again. You know, SparkNode, you know, they lost another, you know, piece of hardware in their server or something, which SparkNode is the hosting company that Envy uses to get BellGab online. But, yeah, it would just sit there and hang for a minute, or I don't know how long it was, but I'm like, oh yeah, oh great, it's gonna crash again, but it came back online. So
hangs just long enough to give you a panic attack, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I switched providers this week, so I went from a very quick internet connection to an average at best. So now everything is hanging. I click on a forum thread and it takes, like, you know, 30 seconds for it to load. I'm real happy.
Oh my God.
So you're out in the boonies now.
I am. Electricity doesn't even get here. You know, it just, we're that far out.
How are you going to make it, man? Waiting 30 seconds like that. 30 seconds, all those pages. I mean, that's going to add up in your day, and it could turn into an hour quick.
I'm loading up buckets of internet down at the nearest intersection, and I bring them back to the house.
All right. We got a man with a plan.
So it must take you, Onan, a long time to watch a Falky video and have it load.
Oh, not really. Not really, because...
nothing times nothing is nothing.
Pretty much, yeah.
Whatever.
Thanks, George.
Yeah, I appreciate that, George. Really add to the conversation there.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else do you guys want to talk about tonight? I'm going to stop. I'm going to pull it on and I'm going to stop right there. So the server issues, you know, I noticed that when Art put out the new frequently asked questions on artbell.com, I had a question about the podcast, because the wording in one of the questions, or one of the answers, I guess, question and answer, saying, will there be a podcast, or can I listen to Midnight in the Desert on my mobile device? The answer was, you can stream the show If you pay a monthly subscription to Midnight in the Desert, although podcast downloads, we have yet to be, or it's yet to be determined if the podcasts are going to be available as downloads. At least that's the way I read it. And Art and Keith came back and said, yes, there will be podcasts of downloads available of the show, which I think is terrific because, I mean, that's how most of the people are going to probably listen.
Without the music.
Right, right, without the actual bumper music. So I think that's terrific. We get a caller here. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, this is Michael in Salt Lake City, Utah. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Well, I just had a couple of questions that maybe you guys would or wouldn't know the answer to. Read the Facebook from Art that he's going to do the test cast the night before.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up.
And I wondered, it didn't say what time. Is it going to be the same time, you know, 9 Pacific? Did you guys know about that? Or?
He hasn't said anything yet. I would assume it would be around the same time he's going to do the show, but I'm sure he'll fill everyone in closer to the date. But pencil that in, the 19th, was it the 19th of July?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the 19th of July. He said he was going to take open lines for an hour or three. He said, so come help test.
And yes,
that's actually my favorite thing that Art does is open lines, so I'm excited.
Yeah, me, mine too.
I'm always kind of lukewarm. It's kind of hit or miss for me as far as the callers. Sometimes the callers are great and sometimes, you know, not so great. I'd rather listen to Art talk than callers. But, I mean, there can be some really great calls. But
what are you implying,
sir?
I'm implying that Art Bell is human. Go ahead, call.
I think I'm the opposite of most fans. I think I prefer open lines to the guests, and I think that's probably unusual. But
no, I agree with you there. I'm right there with you. I like his open lines mostly more than I did his guests. Every once in a while, he had a guest that I really liked, but his open lines could be awesome. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, without the open lines, we wouldn't have had some of the best callers we've ever had, you know, from Mel's Hole to Bugs to the guy who captured that spirit or the ghost.
I think JC was open lines caller as well, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And the guy that flew over Area 51.
That one too.
All right. Yeah.
I think that was a setup. I think that was planned.
I think it very well could have been, but if that was pure entertainment, I mean.
I agree. I agree with you there.
We all got our money's worth for that. I don't know, what was it, 10 minutes that I loved. It's how Art handles the open lines that I love so much.
Yeah. You exactly.
Here this guy is on a mission. He's up in the air. You can hear his plane. Yeah, it might be a setup. I don't know. But here we are. We're in the moment, and you can hear Art. The guy's excited, and Art's trying to get this out. He's just trying to say, look, man, I don't know if this is a good idea. Like, they're probably going to shoot you down or something. Who else has ever done something like that in radio where you are so on the edge of your seat, you are staring at your radio at that point? Like, what's going to happen? You know, I don't know. That's good stuff.
I agree.
See, I don't think that was a setup by Art, but do you think that really was a guy in an aeroplane?
No.
No, it wasn't. At least I don't believe it was.
Sounded like he was in an airplane, but yeah. I don't. That could have been a sound effect. I don't know.
If you're flying, let's be conservative and say you're low to the ground. Let's say you're only 2,000 feet up. Mm-hmm. There's a point in that play in that story that you can hear like sirens from an ambulance or a police
car horns.
Yeah,
is that what that is?
Yeah, if you're 2,000 feet up in the air with props going, you're not going to hear a siren. Just
and you know what? Everyone knows you're not allowed to use cell phones in an aeroplane.
And
that's true. I don't even know how we got on the thing with that thing on. You're supposed to turn it off.
Someone asked. Matt asked if I thought Art was in on the setup. I'm real jaded on this, and I don't want to go into a real long story, but years ago, I was listening to a morning drive show. Then the gimmick was they were calling up to have a caller call in to get free roses sent to their significant other. And so this guy calls in, wins the thing, and he, instead of sending the flowers to his wife, He sends them to his girlfriend on the side. But it just happens they have his wife on the line as well. And there's this big fight between the two of them, and everybody laughs, and, you know, because of the, you know, the dynamics of what's going on. And I thought, wow, that's, that guy got his just desserts for cheating on his girlfriend or his wife. And I pretty much moved on. And then one day I was on a long trip and I was just scanning through the radio stations, and I was near Minneapolis, and the same dynamic, the same story came on. So a lot of what you hear in radio is, it's not any more real than the stuff you see on TV. So there's
Seems
that.
Very plausible.
We got a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Mr. Fox.
What's your name again?
Mr. Fox.
Well, it's only logical for you to call in, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm seeing how you guys are doing today.
Well, what's on your mind?
We're doing.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I just want to know, when was the first time you guys first heard the Mighty Ourself?
What was the first time that we heard?
When was the first time you heard us on the radio? What year was that?
For me, it was 2002 or 2003. Art was, I think he was doing the weekends, and George was doing the weekdays. So, yeah, it was like 2002, 2003 for me.
Okay. So, and for me, it was 95. So I'll talk to you guys later then.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
I was 96. So,
what show was it, Jazz?
I actually have tracked it down, actually, because I actually know when the second show I heard. It was a show Philadelphia Experiment. Mm-hmm. Was the first one, and I was just riveted from beginning to end of the show. I mean, it's probably all bullshit now, looking back on it, but at the time, you know, I was hook, line, and sinker.
Wasn't that like Art's first major show on Paranormal? With Al Bielek?
It wasn't the Al Bielek one. It was a different. Guest. But okay. Yeah,
yeah. That was like 2 years later.
A girl that I was dating in. Sorry, go ahead, Jess.
No, you go.
A girl I was dating.
I prefer to hear about a girl you were dating.
I got old pictures too. But there's anyway. Yeah, a girl I was dating in 96, 97, somewhere around that. I remember her telling me about this really cool guy on late night radio. That talked about aliens and UFOs and stuff like that. And I intended on listening, but, you know, I was working early morning, so, and I don't think Art came on until 10 p.m. or something like that. So I don't think I actually ever listened, but I was aware that there was a guy that was doing, you know, ET-related paranormal-type talk show late at night, but I didn't actually listen until, you know, several years later.
Oh, really? So you knew about it for a long, long time and hadn't tuned in
That entire time. I regret that. Probably in my life most, that's the biggest thing that I regret in my life, is I didn't tune in sooner. Anyway, if you'd like to be on the show tonight, the number is 623-242-CAST, C-A-S-T.
I would like to hear about this girlfriend a little bit more.
She liked Art Bell, so we know she was cool.
She did. That's she was a cool chick. She was a
and
cool
you
chick.
Didn't even feign interest in Art Bell to get in her pants?
Well, I got in her pants. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Of course I did.
But yes, I wasn't screaming Art Bell's name, you know, in mid-coitus.
Well, there's your problem right there.
So I saw that horror report. You guys read the horror report?
Yeah.
Not often, no.
I saw that
only when it's linked on BellGav.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
I saw that he posted a story about somebody getting hold of an Atlanta public, what is it called, a digital view screen or digital TV, you know, that's out in public. And somebody posted the original Goatsy picture.
The original.
God bless America.
For all to see.
But you know what? There's a lot of those digital billboards around these days. I know in Australia, they're starting to appear all over the place. I can only imagine in the US they're everywhere. It's only a matter of time before this thing starts to happen.
I don't know. I think I got the biggest laugh of that when I read that this weekend. I mean, huge belly laugh. And I don't know why the hell it's so damn funny to me, but just imagining, you know, that picture up on a public billboard and imagining the people's reaction when they look up and see this giant gaping goatsy picture.
What's that?
What was so great about it was the placement, because it was right where if you're driving up and stopping at that traffic light, there's nothing else you can do but look at it. It's in your face. There's the children in the car. They're already freaking out, and there's this giant gaping hole.
What I like about it is that once you see it, that image is burned in your brain. Yeah,
you can't unsee it.
You don't have to go like, gee, maybe I need to see that again. No, it's right there.
I'm happy to report that I haven't actually seen the original Goatsy picture until just this weekend. That's the first time that I've seen the original Goatsy picture. And you cannot unsee it, like Owen says. You can't.
Did you click on the link that wasn't blurred out? Did you go looking for it on that thing? God damn it.
Yeah,
man.
In the article, there was a link to it, and there was warning saying that you probably don't want to click this. Just like Jasmunda's warning and everybody else's, do not Google Goatsy. Whatever you do, for God's sakes, do not do it. It will ruin your life. We got to call her. Go ahead, Onan.
The one that I still... Somebody posted a link to Two Girls, One Cup.
I hate
that motherfucker.
Oh. I've never seen that. Thank you very much.
I haven't either.
Oh, my God. It's me and you, dude. We're the last on Earth.
Woohoo! Nor have I seen Lemon Party, whatever that is. That,
and now you're making me want to.
I think Bateman's one who got me to go to Lemon Party, and I hate him for that, too.
Really? It's such a beautiful name, like Lemon Party.
I'm thinking... You know, when I was a kid, I'd go to the Saturday matinee and get Lemonheads. I've got this pleasant memory, and now it's like, fuck.
You're on the air. We got a caller here. What's your name?
Don't forget Bathtub Eel. I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but don't.
I have.
What is it called? Bathtub Eel?
I'm already getting nightmares from that, man.
Oh, man. It is. It's like a mix between Goatsy and Two Girls, One Cup, if you could combine the two of them somehow.
Oh, no.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, no.
You're talking to Shredder 203.
Okay.
Shredder. Good name.
Yeah, how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great, man. What's on your mind?
Excellent. Yeah, well, you know, I just wanted to... something that I just wanted to voice, like, about art coming back. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm like... just like everybody else, and I'm following all the, you know, all the streams and all the messages, but I'm afraid, and like I follow a lot of internet radio, and I listen to a lot of internet radio shows, and sort of see what models are successful and make money, and which ones don't, and my fear is that that he doesn't do his due diligence for this new medium, and I know that he's trying to do a couple of new things, but you know, you have to sort of transfer the, it can't be the old radio show because it's not radio, it's web radio. So it is different, and how people listen is different. And I hope that both his business model is sort of going the right way, and he's thought of all the different options that are out there, versus just kind of going on and doing what he was doing with Dark Matter.
Right. What would be your suggestion as to one of the things that he would need to do to stay on the air, relevant, and to be a profitable enterprise or podcast enterprise?
Sure. Well, a really good example, and he doesn't really have to do this in some ways, but some of the shows that I listen to, they're live like Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, and then they'll be on a loop for 24 hours, so people can listen to that show all day long if they wanted. And then as soon as they're live again, it's a live broadcast. You don't hear that show unless you paid your $9.99 a month or $5.99 a month or whatever it is that you know, they're paying. Right. And that gets people interested because they can hear it all the time. And he has Dark Matter, so he has other shows on the network that will fill in and be around it. But that's like a really good way to do it. And also, you know, having there's certain other things that you can do, like Amazon, having people like having an Amazon shop where people can just go to support him and buy their Amazon stuff through his website, like a retail link.
Right.
It's no different than going to Amazon, but he gets like a small percentage of that. And a lot of radio shows are doing that, and they're actually making a ton of money, the ones that have a lot of listeners.
Just
and
selling,
a lot of like,
well, what's the benefit of just selling swag on Amazon as opposed to just doing it on your own website? Because Amazon reaches more people, basically?
Well, no, because, okay, so say it's just like you're on Art's site, and he has a link that says click here to use Amazon. And people click on that link, and then they just use Amazon like normal. Whatever they buy, whether it's office supplies or if it's, you know, radio equipment or it doesn't, like, whatever it is, they could buy, you know, videos and
right.
whatever.
That's like a partner program or something like that, right, with Amazon?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's an affiliate program.
They had similar things in back in the 90s when they would put up a link from Amazon to the book of the whoever the guest was. And if you purchased that book from that link, then Art or the website would get a cut of the money.
Right.
Yeah, and this is for, like, everything Amazon. I mean, I use Amazon all the time. I have Amazon Prime, so I'm always ordering. So I spend, like, $1,000 a month easy on that thing, and I have stuff shipped here. So if I was to do my orders just through his Amazon link on his site, well, he would get, you know, a fairly decent percentage of that. And if, you know, he just had a commercial during his show that said, don't forget to use the Amazon link to support the show, people could go and they could buy things just like they normally do, just do it by clicking on his link instead of going right. directly to Amazon, because then they're supporting him, and otherwise you're only really supporting Amazon by going to Amazon.com.
Right, and you're going to Amazon to buy stuff you would buy anyway, so might as well give Art a cut of it. Do you know if the pricing is the same as if you click a link from, you know, any one of these broadcasters and you buy a product, it's going to be the same price as if you don't
same
click that
price
link?
Across the board. Yeah, I've done that. I was curious on one of the shows I listened to. And I sort of did a check, and yeah, it's exactly the same. So,
you know, I like the idea. Yeah, I like your first idea about looping the show 24 hours. I think Stern does that, and it's really convenient to just, and you find yourself listening, you know, all day if you can, you know,
all
or
day.
If you miss the live show, you can tune in and, you know, catch the repeat. And I think that's a good idea.
Exactly. And it's there.
But,
so like, no matter what,
If he does that, this kind of takes away a bit of the incentive for people to subscribe to it.
Right.
Because the whole reason people are subscribing is maybe people might subscribe because I can't watch it. I can't listen to it at 1 a.m. So I'll download it I'll pay my $5 a month and download it in the morning. But if it's on 24/7 for free, well, maybe I don't need to spend that $5.
Exactly.
I mean, personally, I will.
I sort of don't. I mean, I can definitely see that point of view, but the other point of view is that you're able to catch half an hour of it or an hour of it here, and then you have to hear the rest of that show. And so you just want to hear the rest of that show, so you pay your $5 for your month subscription.
Right.
Or, you know, you really like the show, and you don't always catch them every day. You know, there's times where I have great shows that I love, but I miss them, and you want to go back and hear it. Like, what's $5 or $10 a month? It's truly not a lot for he's going to be on for 3 hours and doing 15 hours of entertainment, hopefully, you know, a week.
Right.
Like, that's a ton. I mean, think about how many hours you watch television, and you're paying your cable provider like $150 for not nearly as much as, I mean, I'm a big radio listener, so,
Right.
So yeah, I do think there is an advantage to playing it on that loop, but I definitely can see your point of view that, you know, he might not think it's sound, but at the same time, it's like they play replays on Dark Matter and all these other shows. And one other thing is Bill Burns and Nancy. I was listening to their show. And she was talking about doing an after show, which is kind of like a Talking Dead type thing,
right,
which I think is really cool. And you guys do that. I mean, that's what we're rapping on right now, right? It's kind of like the excitement and the build, and your show is really cool like that too. So yeah,
you know, there was
like that.
Jazz, there were plans for a I don't know if I'm supposed to mention this on air, but I mean, I guess you've already have mentioned this on the air, but
yeah,
for the Bell Files, did you want to?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
I don't think anything's happening with that at the moment.
Yeah, what happened? Did we just never have the time? What happened?
I think so. I would love to do it, but I can't host a show. There's no way. I don't have the talent to do something like that.
Don't say that, Jazz. You've got lots of talent.
I can
make comments here and there and some smart-ass remarks, but that's about all I'm good for. But I would love to do something like that.
Yeah, I would
probably
too.
Not nightly, but weekly or something like that.
I think it would be great to talk about, you know, a wrap-up show or like what the caller was talking about, you know, like an after show or pre-show or something like that. Just talk about the topics and, you know, what Art talked about that week. Yeah. I think that's, you guys really should try to do that.
I think weekly that might work, but I certainly don't have the time to do it every day.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's like a switch off every other. I mean, he's going to be finishing pretty late East Coast time and pretty late on the Pacific time. So maybe it's like an every other day or even a weekend wrap up, like a weekend show on Dark Matter that kind of talks about all the different shows that we had that week.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever be on Dark Matter, but.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, brother.
Thank you guys so much. I love your show. So keep doing it because it's fantastic and it's great for Art and it's great for radio.
Thanks a lot.
Send it out to my mom.
Yeah. Definitely a fan. We have fans out there. That is proof. There are Gabcast fans. We got another caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight? It's Fearless One.
Fearless.
What's up, Fearless?
Hey,
what's going on, guys? I ain't talked to you in a few weeks. Hey, a couple weeks back, I guess we was talking, and, you know, one of my concerns with Art coming back was the fact that, you know, the whole paranormal scene is so saturated anymore, and I think he's going to have a problem getting some original guests that aren't beat to death on some of these other shows and, you know, radio stations.
Have you seen the thread, though, about new subjects and topics to discuss?
No, I haven't. I guess I had looked over that one.
A couple of people have made some really interesting posts with some really good ideas. Mm-hmm. So I use this analogy a lot, but I don't like sports. I am bored to death by sports.
How dare you, Onan?
But you put Bob Costas on the air, and I'll listen to that man for 6 hours straight. So I give that same kind of latitude to Art Bell. Even though many times subjects have been done to death, they really haven't been done to death by Art. And he's got a way of making it a conversation as opposed to just, why'd you get into this? You know, I don't know.
I guess my fear is the fact that, you know, there's so many of these fraudulent people out there nowadays, and it's kind of hard to, you know, sift through that pile and get to somebody that's actually legitimate or semi-legitimate or believable for that matter. You know, we were talking that one night about John Lear and that guy being batshit nuts, but it made for one of the best shows ever, you know, honestly. Yeah,
batshit nuts can be fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I guess you don't have to believe him, but long as Art makes it, entertaining, which he normally does.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things I found so intriguing is the fact that even today, you know, some of those what's the guy from Area 51?
I know who you mean. Lazar. Bob.
Yeah, Bob Lazar, exactly. You know, today that guy is still, you know, out there lurking somewhere in the news. You know, his name pops up every now and then. And, you know, that's a story that even though it's been beat to death, people still
listen. I love the story.
Exactly. People are still intrigued because you know why? Because you can't disprove it.
And I love it as the story, as a fictional piece of work. If it's told well, I like it.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Jazz. I do.
I'm not going to buy anything, but
You know, and the alien in the refrigerator, John.
I was going to say that, yeah.
What's his name?
Jonathan Reed.
Jonathan Reed.
Yeah, that's an entertaining
story. It's totally 100% total bullshit, but I mean, it's kind of interesting to listen to. I don't want to listen to it for the 10th time, though. You know?
I think he lost a lot of legitimacy when Art had him back on, you know, on Sirius. Dude, there were so many people exposed to that story that never heard it, and it just went ballistic because they were like, "What the hell is this retard talking about?" You know what I mean? It was ridiculous.
He's been clearly debunked. I mean, there was a website out there that did like 5 or 6 page review of his life and completely debunked him as a fraud. I mean, it's not even his real name. I mean, he's using another name. Yeah.
I love the doctor part, though.
I'm telling you guys, one of these days I'm going to get freaking Madman Markham on this show. It's going to happen.
I really hope so.
That's another open line caller.
Mm-hmm. I've been really busy with work-related issues lately, and we're doing an Oracle update, so I just haven't had enough time to get down and talk to the guy. But
you know what? Fearless? All I'm hearing is excuses. I'm not seeing any results, so you need to get on that. Quit your job and get Madman Markham to call into the GapCast.
Tell him there's a chick that really likes him, and maybe that will do it.
This is your only job.
I even offered to pay the guy, man. I even offered
to. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
I can give him a password that will turn his malware bytes into the premium version. You should throw that in there.
Oh, wait, Redacted, could you type that in the Skype chat window for me? I'd like to have that.
I could hook you up. I don't know. I'm just a huge fan, and there's no expectations of the guy. I mean, we're not expecting him to be this or be that. I mean, he needs to be himself, and I would just love to talk to him, have the opportunity to hear about this warehouse, and if he ever really did make that cat disappear.
I'll tell you what, I'll do this weekend. I'll go down and take pictures of his place. I'll even see if I can get a picture with him. I'll take pictures of his warehouse. I'll do all of it, post to the forums for you guys.
I think you should do an ambush interview a la Forky.
Madman Markham. You want to come on,
the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly probably could pull something like that off. I could probably just.
But if he's as agoraphobic as you say he is, that's probably just going to send him over the edge. So you might want to be careful. Yeah.
We don't want to do that because, you know, Art might ask him. You know, Art has kind of flirted with the idea of getting Madman on the air with Midnight in the Desert. And I would hate to, freak him out or give him, spook him before that.
I sent Art an email and gave him his address. So I don't know if he's going to contact him or not.
Hopefully.
They could be in communication right now and we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And
that would be awesome.
I'll tell you what, I'll get some pictures this week, I'll post them to the forums, and I will do whatever I can do to get this guy to call in.
Tell him there's an actual chick that wants to talk to that really digs
the
guy.
We need to see photos before we're going to pass anything on.
No. It's the chick that likes Rush, so come on. It can't be.
Oh my God! You live Rush. I'm going to Rush.
Yeah, actually, I didn't want that to be publicly revealed.
Playing in Kansas City in June. I got tickets. Just come to Missouri. I'll take you to the show. There you go.
Wow.
Well, if you see the Madman, man, just tell him that us Art Bell fans totally dig him. We hope he's okay. We hope he's having fun time traveling or whatever he's doing. And that's basically it. I don't really want, I mean, he's agoraphobic. I can get that. I don't want him to do anything that he's like not cool to do. But it would be even cooler if he was on Midnight in the Desert with Art Bell. That would just take the cake.
If you need your TV fix, that son of a bitch can fix it because he got about 50 of them down in his house.
Wow.
I'm telling you,
Can he build a time machine out of the television, though? Can he communicate with the poltergeist through that thing or what? I mean, what's going on?
He's like an electrical wizard.
Is he like a sling blade guy? Mm-hmm. I'll fix the TV for you.
He actually is very literate. He's very intelligent.
Yeah.
He's not a mean person.
I get that. I'm not much of a people person myself.
Totally get that, which is why, you know, I don't want you to spook him out too bad about the forum. You know, I don't want him to have a bad idea about Bell Gab, like, before he even...
You mean, like, jump out of the closet with a video camera? Surprise, motherfucker!
You're going to be on the internet whether you want to or not, god damn it.
All right, guys, I'll let you go. You guys have a good night and have a great show.
All right, thanks, Fairless.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling,
man. Cool. Yep. Speaking of that, though...
I like that guy.
Yeah, me too. He sounds just like my nephew. Anyway, speaking along those same lines, is there anybody that Art Bell has interviewed that you would like to sit down and have a talk with?
Rush, man, Rush. Rush Limbaugh. Yeah. I meant Rush the band. But
okay,
okay. I love when there's a silence after the joke. I love it.
Yeah, that's always a good sign.
I'm really connecting with the people I'm talking to.
I would love to sit down with Bob Lazar because he's so nonchalant about working on, crashed UFOs, and it's no big deal. And I would just really dig having a beer with him.
We got a caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Brig.
What's up, Brig?
Hey, Brig.
Hey, you're a new member too, aren't you?
Yeah.
I am. I was just calling in to see if you guys had any ideas about maybe what I could post to get people, you know,
to get
saying things to me to make me feel like I fit in and be mean, you know, because everybody's been so nice, it makes me feel like, you know, so I must be doing something wrong.
I don't think so. I think I've seen people replying to your posts.
No, she wants people to be mean to her.
Oh, they are, but they're all being nice. I need you guys to suggest, you know, what could I post so that people give me a hard time and make me feel like I fit in.
Here's the trick.
Gotcha.
Here's the trick. Go to the politics forum. Type anything. Somebody will get in your shit quick.
Start saying your political views on whatever. Pick anything out of the hat and just say that you have an opinion on it. There you go.
You could start you could start talking shit about Art Bell or saying nice things about George Norrie too. That might help a little.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that could get somebody could hunt you down for that one.
What?
All right. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks, Brig. Anything else?
I'll let you guys know if it works.
Brig, I love your voice.
Yes, me too. And it's cool to find out there's more chicks on the forum.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm probably the oldest one on the forum. I know I sound like I'm about 6 years old, but you have to multiply that by 10 to be close.
Oh, darling, you're a baby.
I can't do math.
Well, I can say there's definitely people older than you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, that makes me feel much better.
So how long have you been an Art Bell fan?
Oh, my goodness. Starting 20 years ago, I worked midnights at a gas station in a truck stop. And I used to listen to Art Bell every night.
Do you remember the first time you ever heard him?
Yeah, about 20 years ago.
What was the show? Do you recall?
Pardon?
What was the show that you heard for the first time?
WBEN in Buffalo, New York.
Hmm. And do you remember the topic?
I did get through to Art Bell the first night. I don't remember what the topic was. I don't even think it was actually Art Bell that was hosting that night, but I did get through to Art Bell on the night that he was concerned about the stem cell research.
Oh,
I got through on. Do you remember that night?
I vaguely remember talking about stem cell research on a few different shows. He used to occasionally bring that up.
Well, I got through. I used to try and get through to him every night. And on that one, I finally did. And I'll never forget it. It was such a joy to be able to talk to Art on the phone.
That is really cool. That's cool.
But he kept me company all those nights working by myself for many, many years.
What's that, Jazz?
I say people always say it's so hard to get in to talk to Art, but I never found it a problem.
Well, you have the special number to get into Art.
I always got the busy signal.
Yeah. I think I always did, too.
It was really special for me when I did finally get through and get to speak to him.
Yeah, back in the day, it was really hard to get through. I never did. And I wasn't that brave, either.
Oh.
Well, first of all, when I was going to college, I worked at a truck stop. So I did a lot of late-night shifts.
What were you doing at the truck stop? Yeah.
Were you in one of the stalls?
Special services? Or?
Yeah. Well, I was much younger then. I was much younger then. I probably did flirt a lot.
Well,
but I worked in the gas station, and the truckers used to come through and fill their trucks up with diesel fuel, and I tried to have brownies or cookies. Yeah, I tried to make brownies or cookies or something, because I know it can be a dismal job being a truck driver. And
it's very lonely. Being a truck driver is very lonely. You get on the road and you just need a little company.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Brig.
Well, you know, it was nice talking to you.
All right, anything else?
I want to say hi to all the Bell Gabbers.
Okay, here we are.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Thanks,
nice
Brig.
To talk to you.
Back to the calling into Art, though. I don't know about you guys, but when I was listening to Art, most of the time, I was in bed. It's like, I ain't getting up to use the phone.
Yeah, you know, guys, that call, I think that was the best call I think we've ever had. I loved her. I thought she was terrific. I loved her voice. I loved her excitement, her enthusiasm. And,
I must say, I thought it was Mary Ann calling in when I first heard her.
Yeah. There's always a possibility of Mary Ann calling in.
Yeah, you never know when she'll pop up and need some help with her Maine Coons. But Brig was sweet.
I agree.
I'm glad she called in. That was cool.
All right, sorry. I cut somebody off, and I didn't mean to do that. But
you please, bastard.
Please continue.
God damn it.
So, Onan, you never called into Art. You didn't get out of bed.
A couple of times I actually did try calling in, but I was working night shift. And you know, you only had a couple of minutes before you had to get back to work, so it never worked out. Did a lot of fast blasts, but that was more to Nori when he first started, because he would get so many things so wrong.
Anyway. I would agree.
What's that, George?
I would agree.
Oh. Well, he agrees with you.
Yeah. Well, he is, never mind.
And Art, Jazz, you didn't have your special line to Art back then?
Yeah, but I did call in on Millennium New Year's Eve. If anyone's got a copy of that 8-hour show, I think it was in the Megatorrent, you will hear me talking and joking with Art.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
2000.
We got another caller here. I was going to wrap up the show, but we got somebody else calling. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, man, it's B-Dub.
What's up, man?
Hey, B-Dub.
B-Dub.
Hey, look who it is.
I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
Who doesn't? Really?
I went and saw Mad Max on your recommendation today. Yeah. We see movies completely different.
Do you stand on your head when you're watching them? Or
I do. That's how I do it, yeah. Usually in the first thing around. I didn't not like it. It just... epic didn't seem to be quite the word I would use.
So is it a new story, or is it the same story, just like a retold version?
It's a retold story, you know, the characters are somewhat different, but they're the same type of character.
Did the guy get his fingers cut off with the boomerang, like in the first one?
There was
one thing this movie had that the other ones didn't, hot chicks.
Well, it had a lot of strong female characters.
One.
No, there was a lot of girl power in that movie, if we're paying attention.
Well, I guess I didn't get past the Hooters.
Nice.
Yeah, so what's on your mind, B-Dub?
Well, I wanted to ask Brig, given her truck stop experience, if she ever saw some True Detective shit go down at the truck stop, like just crazy, tweaked out truckers just being weird and just messed up.
I bet she's got some good stories.
I hear truck stop, night shift, and I automatically just think of my mind goes to dark places.
That's why we love you, B-Dub.
Guys haven't slept for days. They're tweaked out and all kinds of stimulants, coffee, malnourished from eating processed meat and donuts on the verge of a coronary.
Yeah. There weren't many rules back then for truck driving.
No truck driving. But anyway,
I don't know if you want to know the reality of that, man. I mean, it's a dark world out there on the roads of America. Big rig. I don't know.
Someday I will share a story with you when we have lots of time.
Well, dude, don't taunt us with the story. Tell us the story. Come on.
Not tonight.
That's not right.
Tell you what. Maybe next time I'll do it.
On the next CabCast.
Maybe.
This is starting to sound like an arts Ouija board story.
Exactly. So there's a Ouija board in this story.
Wow.
Oh, great.
It's one of those stay tuned kind of deals.
Yeah. It's purely for marketing purposes.
Stay tuned forever because it will never happen.
Now you're catching on.
I don't know. When Onan steps up and says, I could tell you something, I don't know. For some reason, you know, the hair on my arm stands up and I start to get scared.
You should.
I can tell you story, but I ain't gonna. That's not right. That's cruel and unusual punishment.
We're never gonna hear the Art Bell Ouija board story, are we?
No. How bad could it be, though? Really? Seriously? Could it be that bad?
That's the whole thing. If he told the story, people would be like,
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That's nothing. Only four people died. Not a big deal.
I didn't know any of them, so it's not a big thing.
Yeah.
Our entire house down, killed the cat. I don't know, but it drives me crazy. I do that occasionally pops into my head when everything else is done in my life and my mind is trying to find another thing that I
every
need to
time,
work on. That pops up like, really, what was it?
Every time I hear a Ouija board story, I want to go out and buy 50 of them and just throw them all around my bed and just sleep on them because it's like, really? This is what scares you?
Oh, yeah. I used to keep one on my coffee table just as a conversation piece and freak people out. It was a test if you were cool.
To scare Christians away.
Yeah, so they sit down on the couch, nice living room, and bam, Ouija board. And I'm just looking at them, and I'm looking at the board, and I'm going, okay, react, flip out.
When we first moved to North Carolina, we had neighbors right next door that were really, really fundamentalist Christians. And one day, I forget who it was. I think it was, you're not going to believe this, but her name's Marianne. She came over to the house and she saw my daughter was reading an Anne Rice book. And holy shit. It was Satan reborn. So I forget why I brought that up, but there's that story.
Fundamentalist Christians and Ouija boards. It ties in.
But you won't tell us your truck stop story. You tell us about Marianne, but you won't tell us your truck stop story.
The truck stop story, you just can't just start telling it. You got to kind of build up to it because you've got to know a lot of characters.
Maybe we can get Eddie. Maybe we can get Eddie to cue up the music for the True Detective main theme, and we can just kind of slide into that.
We could just fall into the darkness of the Onan story.
Are you guys looking forward to the new True Detectives?
Yeah, yes. I saw the trailer for it, and it does look good.
I hope there's more episodes. I think the first season there was only, what, 8 episodes?
Eight episodes, yeah.
I hope they do 10 or at least 12.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it's going to be hard to top the first season. I mean, that was just really extraordinary.
I don't think you can go into it looking at it that you're going to see the same thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be completely different.
Yeah.
Is it the same writers, at least?
I think so. Well, different actors.
I know the different actors.
This one's about two roommates. One's really sloppy and one's really neat.
Really?
Oh, that sounds vaguely familiar. I think I've seen that.
Was one named Felix and the other Oscar?
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah. No, I read the book.
No, the one's named Tyrion and the other one's named Jorah.
Game of Thrones reference.
Yes.
Yeah, and they start a drag review.
You weren't impressed with the final scene of Game of Thrones the other night.
No, I was not happy with that.
Oh, boy.
I was pretty angry. I don't want to really talk about it either because it's ugly. I was going to ask Jazz, as an Australian, what do you think of the new Mad Max, if you've seen it?
I haven't seen it yet. I was telling Onan prior to the show that one of my best friends really wants to go see it, and I'm really not excited to see it.
I tell you, if you go see it in, like, 3D, because there are times where literally I was dodging, like, weapons that were flying out of the screen. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Well, it does look visually spectacular, but I don't know.
That might have been part of the problem that I had, because I went to the town we moved into has just got this little seedy movie theater.
When I say
S-E-E-D-Y seedy, not CD as in. Anyway.
Man seed?
Were the floors sticky?
Oh, please.
It's a hayseed theater.
Well, let me put it to you this way. The tickets were only 5 1/4.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
So they probably have an audio system from like the early 80s. Stereo, and that's about it.
It's a Sherwood home receiver, basically, and two speakers.
Yeah.
It's high fidelity. Okay.
Actually, it's a C Crane.
I should probably go see
C Crane radios wired up together.
I should probably go see it in another theater because it might not really have been Mad Max.
It was the original show, and you just thought it was new.
Yeah,
it was irritated Timmy instead of Mad Max.
Yeah,
I'm really kind of annoyed with you, Mister.
That's probably it.
Yeah,
that was a good impression of Bree or. Or earlier caller.
Is that what that was?
Brig.
Sorry.
Brie is cheese. Brig. That's okay. Yeah.
You can tell I'm hungry.
If Brig has a truck stop story like that, I would love to hear it. Like,
well, maybe you should start a thread, man. Maybe you should start a thread.
Maybe
you seem very enamored with truck stops somehow.
Let her call back in again.
Creepy truck stop stories. I think that's excellent.
That's the next David Politis theme after he's worn out missing people at parks. Missing 411, number 9. yeah. So anyway, I would love to hear a story like that. All right, man.
Thanks for calling, brother.
That's my time to go. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're trying to give me a hint and you're no longer amused?
Yeah, I'm trying to play you out here. Instead of just like hang up on you, but I guess I could just play the music.
The phone.
Don't you have something else to do?
He's got to go start a truck stop thread.
That's right.
I'm multitasking. All right. No, seriously. If Brig has something to share like that, I would love to hear a crazy story.
Yeah, we should have explored that just a little bit more, but. I know she can call in next week or the next Gabcast. That would be great. All right, B Dub.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, brother. All right. Well, I think it's about that time. Unless you guys have something else, you have anything else you want to talk about tonight, fellow co-hosts?
No, I'm going to save my truck stop stories for next week.
Yes. There you go.
It's a good teaser for next week.
I heard that Art Bell might be coming back. I don't know.
So we got a truck stop story, and we have a Ouija board story on the next Gabcast. Is that it?
We do.
Yep.
Got to throw out them teasers. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate all the calls as well, and we thank you for listening to the Gabcast.
It's been fun. It's always fun.
It has. All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Next time.
You've been listening to The Gabcast, a podcast about BellGab.com. Now get lost.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Get your hand off my back.